And now to Jimmy Allen. The watchers in the government aircraft plant are rewarded for their vigilance by uncovering the plot to rob the government of the new valuable jet-propelled plane. Shorty Mason is caught red-handed, and the flight of Mike Jones is stopped by a bullet from the gun of Special Investigator Russell. But Major Moto has disappeared, and the plans have gone with him. It is nearing 1 o'clock at night, and they still are grouped about the cringing figure of Shorty Mason. Speed is speaking.
What's your idea, Jimmy? Let's have it.
Look, if Moto's escaped from the building here, remember this. He ordered that new ship of his on the line at 1 o'clock.
By George, you're right. I'd almost forgotten it.
Look here, boys. I'll make a search of the factory and grounds. I don't think Moto ever got out of this building.
That's a smart idea, Russell. Go to it.
Say, do you feel any better now, Captain Sweeney?
Well, I feel pretty wobbly, Jimmy, but I'll be all right.
Gee, that was a nasty crack over the head you got.
Now, look here, Mason. You better come clean with us. What's happened to Major Moto and those drawings?
I'm telling you, Speed, honest. I'm telling you the truth. I never did see Moto after the shooting started.
How did you get in here, Mason?
I've been working down here as a night guard for over a month.
Working as a guard, eh? Is this another of your dirty lies?
No, it isn't. I'm giving it to you straight, Speed.
Look, that doesn't sound right. How could you work down here at night and instruct in the daytime?
Yeah, explain that away.
Oh, I was a fool to ever get mixed up in this. I told Mike Jones he was crazy to pull the job.
How did you get in on it?
Well, about a month ago, Mike wires me to come to KC. Says he has a job for me. You see, Mike and I used to work together down in Texas.
Oh, I see.
Well, I get up here, and Mike says we got to get some plans out of this airplane factory. He says the big boss was in on the deal, and if we do the job, it's important money for all of us.
Who's the big boss?
Well, he's a big shot with plenty of dough and power. They don't come too big for that guy.
Who is he, Mason?
Well, I don't know. I've never seen him, and I don't know his name. I don't think Mike even knows.
So you went to work at the school, eh?
Well, not at first. We figured out the only way to snatch those plans was to work an inside job. So I gave Hartman a big song and dance and went on the payroll as a night guard.
Well, can you beat that?
Look, what about working down at the school? I don't see...
Well, I'm coming to that. After I worked here a few nights, Moto shows up at the school and Mike tips me to the play.
What do you mean?
Well, our job is to deliver the plans to Moto. Do you get it?
Sure, we had that figured out.
Well, to make the thing look right, Moto poses as a flying student, and Mike figures I'd better be his instructor.
Hey, Moto's a pilot, isn't he?
I'll see he is, and a good one, too.
I knew it. I was sure of it.
Yeah, you had that one figured out, Jim.
Well, then, Jimmy comes along as a student, and Mike turns him over to me, says he didn't trust him, and wanted me to keep my eyes on him.
Yeah, Mike was smart there, all right.
Well, I used to do most of my sleeping here. Well, Hartman was easy to get along with.
How did you get the plans out of here?
Oh, that was easy. I got a duplicate key made to the filing cabinet, and when Hartman was making his round, I'd grab the plans.
Well, I'll be hanged. You know, that explains a lot of things.
Who planted those drawings in my room, Mason?
Mike Jones did that himself. He says the play was getting pretty hot, and officials down here at the plant was getting worried. Russell began sticking his nose into everything, and...
So Mike Jones goes into my room and puts the drawings where they'll be conveniently found. Is that the idea?
Yeah, that was it. Then I tips Hartman off that you'll bear watching, because I knew Hartman would tell Russell.
And that's exactly what happened.
Sure, I should have known it.
Well, I didn't mean to get you guys in bad. I had to do it. Mike Jones had something on me, and I needed the dough, too.
No, you rat. You didn't want to get us in bad much. Well, Mason, you'll have a long time to think this over, and you won't have too far to go. Leavenworth's just up the river.
Oh, give me a break, you guys. I had to do it. Mike Jones made me.
Oh, so you think you should have a break, eh? All you crooks are alike, Mason. You pull a dirty job and get caught and then come around like a whipped cur.
Well, how about me spilling everything to you now? Doesn't that mean anything?
Not a thing. Now, look here. Who made that phone call to me, pretending it was Jimmy Allen, the night I was called down here?
I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember? Come on, Mason. If I catch you in any more lies, I'm gonna...
Don't hit me, Speed. Don't. I'll tell you. I made the call. It was Mike's idea. He was standing right beside me.
You yellow...
No, don't, Speed, don't.
Don't worry, Mason. I'm not going to hit you. I don't even want to touch you. Well, Sweeney, do you want to ask him anything else?
Well, not right now, Speed. What I'm worried about is this, you see...
Boys, we made a check of the grounds and building. We can't find Moto anywhere. It's got me buffaloed.
You know, I can't figure out how he got out of here.
He must have gone out the door ahead of Jones.
Does he have all the plans, Mason?
Well, answer him, Mason. Does Moto have all the plans?
Yeah, he must have them.
Listen to that.
Yeah, somebody's warming up an engine down on the line.
Sure, that's what it is. Hey, Speed, maybe that's Moto getting ready to take off in his plane.
Gosh, that's right. Take a look out the window there, Jimmy.
I'll take a look. Wait a minute.
We've got to catch Moto and get those plans. It's got to be done.
Yeah, that Moto's a slick article.
It's Major Moto, I'm sure. His plane's on the line down in front of the school hangar. I can just see the outline.
Tear down there, Russell, and see if you can't stop him. If that bird gets away, it'll be too bad.
Great heavens, hurry, Russell. Stop him at any cost.
If I reach him in time, he'll be stopped.
How in the world he ever got out of here is more than I...
He's going! He's taxiing out on the field. Oh, gee, Speed, I'm afraid it's too late. Russell won't be able to catch him.
Great heavens, Jimmy, are you sure?
See, Speed? He's almost out on the runway.
You're right, Jim. That bird's going to get away as sure as I'm a foot high. Ah, blast of luck.
There we go, Speed. Down the runway. Oh, now he's in the air.
Ah, we're a bunch of saps. Stand here talking to Mason when we should have been down on the line.
We can't let that fella get away.
Hey, what about that new attack job?
Oh, gosh. Could you catch him with that?
Well, it's a bare chance. I'll go out and
now,
see.
Here, you sit down there. You're in no condition to be flying around.
You stay right where you are, Captain, and keep your gun on Mason.
No, Jimmy, I've got to go. It has to be done.
Why, man, you're crazy. You can't even stand on your feet. Now, listen, Sweeney, be sensible. This is going to be a tough job at best.
I'll go with Speed, Captain.
Sure, I'll take the kid here. We'll catch that thief Moto or tear the wings off trying.
Well, you've never even flown that job, Speed.
Oh, they all fly alike. You sit here and watch Mason until Russell comes back. Look here, Mason. You make a break to get away, and Sweeney will put daylight through you.
Well, I'm not going to make a break. I'll stay here.
Do you think you can handle the Speed?
Why, certainly. Come on, we're losing time. Where's the ammunition for the guns?
Well, right here in my office, Speed, in the cabinet. You'll find two belts of 100 rounds for the machine guns, and the 20 millimeters are already loaded.
Okay, I'll get them.
Where's the ship?
In the hangar, right next to my office, Jimmy. It's the XA-205. You'll find the parachutes in my locker, Speed, and get those plans, whatever you do.
Here, Jim, wait till I find the light switch.
Okay.
Ah, that's better. Now we can see something.
Yeah, gee, it... Oh, this must be it here, Speed. Oh, what an airplane.
Yeah, that's her, the XA-205. She looks like a honey, too, boy. Here, Jim, roll open those hangar doors while I load the gun.
Okay, Speed. I'll have them open in a second.
Well, this looks like most any other airplane. As long as it's got a stick and rudder, I think I can get by. Well, this cockpit looks familiar. I guess we'll get this crate in the air all right. There are the guns. I don't think I've forgotten how to load them.
I'll be right with you, Speed, just as soon as I get this other door open.
Hurry up, kid. Now, let's see. Oh, yeah, here's the breech. Now back with the cocking handle there. That ought to do it.
I'm all set, Speed.
Okay, jump in behind, kid, and climb into your parachute. It's on the seat. I'll get these engines started.
Right. Hey, gee, Speed. There aren't any guns back here. I thought Sweeney said it had guns in the rear, too.
Yeah, I noticed that. They must have taken them off. Well, it's all right. There's still these two 50 calibers in the nose and the two cannons in the wings.
Oh, gosh. I thought I'd have a couple of guns.
Well, we don't have time to fix you up now, Jimmy. Just strap your belt tight and hang on. You'll have plenty to do.
I'm all ready.
Okay, let's go. Moto.
How are you going to find Moto? We don't even know where he's headed for.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're just going to take a long chance. If we have a little luck, we may find him.
Where do you think he's headed?
No doubt the tropics of South America, Jim.
Oh, gosh, that's kind of indefinite, Speed. And you know, the sky's an awful big place, especially at night.
Yeah, I know. But maybe we can outguess him. The nearest point on the border from here is at Del Rio. And there's a good field on the Mexican side of the river.
And you think he'll head straight for Del Rio, is that it?
Could be, Jimmy. The lighted airway from here to Tulsa is almost on the course to Del Rio.
Oh, I get it. He may follow the lighted course as far as Tulsa, huh?
Now, it's only a guess, but here's the idea, Jim. Moto is not any too familiar with the country around here. That's especially true flying at night when he can't make out many objects to check on.
Oh, look. There's one of the beacons now.
Sure. I figure Moto's a smart pilot. He'll fly the lighted airway as long as it's nearly on his course.
Well, that seems logical enough. Boy, I sure hope you're right, Speed.
How much of a start did he get on us?
Not much. Not over 44 or 5 minutes. We'll overhaul him in a hurry in this job.
Oh, we're sure making some knots.
Well, if we're going to catch him, it'll have to be darn soon. Keep your eyes peeled for some navigation lights.
Say, maybe he won't have his lights on.
Yeah, I thought of that, too. But I sure hope he has.
There's another beacon up ahead.
Yeah, that's a field in Olathe.
Speed, what's that? Right over the beacon. I can just see a faint light.
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute.
A little to the left of us, Speed. See that light?
You're right, kid, it's a ship.
Gee, maybe it's Moto.
That's his ship, kid. That's Moto as sure as anything.
What are we going to do?
Well, he's about 1,000 feet under us. We're going down and give him the works.
Boy, oh boy, it looks like an air battle. No fooling about that. Can Speed's coolness and daring overcome the cunning skill of the mysterious Oriental? The next adventures of Jimmy Allen is packed full of breathtaking thrills.